All right, this morning we'd like to see the title of a witness in the book of John, chapter 5, verses 30 through 47. First of all, we want to see the witness definition. Witness, the Greek word, maruturo, so which means proving things or proving word or proving person. So a thing which proves an event or a person, or a word which proves an event or a person. The last one, a person who proves an event or a person. That calls as a witness. Question 1, in verse 36, what is a greater witness? Question 1, in verse 36, what is a greater witness? Question 2, in verse 46, he wrote about me, which means Moses wrote about Jesus Christ. What are things which Moses wrote about Christ? Question 3, at the present sermon or at the present the Bible study, what witnesses concerning Jesus as a Messiah sent by God the Father are here? The last question, at the present sermon or at the present Bible study, what witnesses concerning Jesus as a Messiah sent by God the Father are here? Verse 30, I can of myself do nothing, as I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteousness, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. Basically, Jesus talked about his statement coming from God the Father. His judgment also came from God the Father, not from himself. So we first of all should know Jesus is Jesus' name. So Jesus of Nazareth, which meaning Jesus came from Nazareth. Jesus means Joshua, the Hebrew word. Jesus is the Greek word, which means the Lord is salvation. But Christ, that's the English word, you know, but Christ originally coming from the Greek word, High Christos. Christ, the Hebrew word, Messiah, which means the anointed one, the one anointed by God, or the one who is sent by God. So right here, issue whether or not Jesus is the Messiah in the stated in the Old Testament to Jewish people. Right now, the Jews accuses Jesus as falsely alleged by himself as a Messiah. Today, Jesus introduced or suggested five witnesses. Verse 31, if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. Or if I testify by myself, my testimony is false. Why? Because Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 15, the Lord said, one witness shall not rise against a man concerning any iniquity or any sin that he commits. By the mouth of two or three witnesses, the matter shall be established. This phrase means unless two or three testimony is contrary to the suspect, the suspect would be innocent person. So the suspect is not liable for any sin, any iniquity. So basically, in order to establish sin or guilt, iniquity, it requires two or three witnesses contrary against the suspect. So true testimony requires a witness, two or three witnesses. So Jesus, in the same token, Jesus said, if I testify myself, my testimony is not true. So what, you know, Jesus' testimonies or what Jesus claims? Chapter 5, verses 17 and 18. But Jesus answered them, the Jewish people, my father has been working until now, and I have been working. What is that? Because Jesus cured the patient who had 38 years lame on Sabbath day. So Jewish people accused Jesus as his healing as considered as a labor on Sabbath. So Jesus' healing on Sabbath violated the rest requirement on Sabbath over the 10 commandments given by God to Moses. But Jesus responded to the Jews, my father has been working until now, which meaning my father is working even in Sabbath day without sleeping. Therefore, the Jews sought all the more to kill him, kill Jesus, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also said that God was his father, making himself equal with God. So Jesus' self-testimony, Jesus himself is equal with God. So Jesus with the God the Father is one unity. That's the first self-testimony of Jesus. Number two, verses 24 through 27. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life. Whoever believes me, which whoever believes Jesus Christ, has everlasting life. That's the second self-testimony of Jesus. And shall not come into judgment, but has passed from the death into life. So whoever believes Jesus, who sent from God, shall have everlasting life. Most assuredly, I say to you, the hour is coming, now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself. Third self-testimony of Jesus. As God the Father has life in himself, also Jesus Christ has life in Jesus himself. That's the third self-testimony of Jesus Christ. And has given him, given Jesus authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. So Jesus also is given authority to judge people, to execute judgment. So, one through four apparent self-testimony of Jesus Christ. But Jesus said this is not self-testimony. These testimony, these claims came from God. So Jesus said, there is another who hears, the number one, another who bears witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnessed of me is true. Here Jesus said, there is another man who testifies concerning me. I know that testimony is true. Who is he? That's John the Baptist, verse 33. You have sent to John, John meaning John the Baptist, and he has become witness to the truth. So John is a person to prove concerning Jesus. So his testimony is true. So John's testimony, John chapter 1, verse 20 through 23, he confessed, John the Baptist confessed and did not deny, but confessed, I am not the Christ, or I am not the Messiah, who stated in the Old Testament. And the Jews asked John, what then? Are you Elijah? He said, I am not. I am not the Elijah who stated in Malachi. Are you the prophet? And he answered, no, I am not that prophet. Then they said to him, the Jews said to John the Baptist, who are you that we may give an answer to those who sent us? What do you say about yourself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah said. So John the Baptist cited Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3. Basically, I am the forerunner for the Messiah who Jesus Christ. So that's the first testimony is true. John chapter 1, verse 29, the witness, John the Baptist, testifies concerning Jesus. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. So Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God to take away the sins of the people. So Jesus is a Redeemer. Jesus is anointed by God as the Messiah to save the world. John chapter 3, verse 28, you yourselves bear me witness that I say, I am not the Christ, but I have been sent before him. Specifically, John the Baptist told to his disciple, John Baptist's disciples, I am not the Christ, I am not the Messiah. The Christ, Greek word, the Messiah, Hebrew word, that means anointed one. I am not the Messiah prophesied in the Old Testament, but I have been sent before him. I was sent by God before the Lord Jesus Christ. John chapter 3, verse 30. He must increase, but I must decrease. The Lord Jesus Christ must increase, but I, John the Baptist, must decrease. So here Jesus said, witness to truth. So John has borne witness to truth. Yet, but I do not receive a testimony from man. So man, John the Baptist is a man. So I do not receive a testimony. But the second witness is introduced by the Lord Jesus Christ. But I say these are things that you may be saved. He was the burning and shining lamp, and you were willing for a time or for a while to rejoice in his light. But so the John the Baptist to introduce the Lord Jesus Christ, but the Jewish people do not accept John the Baptist's testimony. But I have a greater witness than John's, greater witness than John. So Jesus introduced the second witness. What is that? For the works which the Father has given me to finish. So great witness is Father's works. What is that? The very works that I do bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. So God Father's works is a great witness. Right here, a man who had infirmity 38 years was healed. That is great works. That great works are coming from God. For example, chapter 3, verse 2. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, We know that you are a teacher, come from God, because no one can do these signs, these miracles, works that you do unless God is with him. So, because God is with the Lord Jesus Christ, that's why the Lord Jesus Christ can work miraculous healing works. Also, John chapter 14, verses 8 through 11, Philip, his disciple, asked to the Lord Jesus Christ, show me God the Father. But Jesus said, do you not believe that I am in the Father in me? So Jesus said in unity between God the Father and Jesus, the words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. So basically Jesus' words is God's word, God the Father's word, because Jesus' word coming from God. So also Jesus' miraculous words and coming from God. The Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe in me that I am in the Father in me. Believe the Lord Jesus Christ, because the Lord Jesus Christ is in unity with God the Father. Or else believe in me for the sake of the works themselves. So the greater witness is God's works. Acts chapter 2, verse 22 also, men of Israel, hear these words. Peter made a sermon, Jesus of Nazareth. So Jesus grew up in Nazareth. A man attested by God to you. So which meaning God testified Jesus Christ to Jewish people by what? By miracles, wonders, and signs. So God's works. Miracles, wonders, awesome thing, and signs, which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know. So, greater witness is God's works in Jesus. That's the second witness. But Matthew chapter 7, verse 22 through 23, Jesus said, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, in Jesus' name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? So a lot of works, apparent coming from God. And then I will declare to them, Jesus declared to ministers, I never knew you, depart from me, depart from Jesus, you who practice lawlessness. This one, practice lawlessness, which meaning you do not practice God's word, lawlessness. You violated God's word. What is that? So a lot of God's words, you know, should be honor God the Father rather than taking God's honor to themselves. That's a problem, because they made a lot of miracles, prophecy. They took all credits to themselves rather than to God. That's why I practice lawlessness. That's a different. Jesus didn't do so. Jesus always glorified God. You know, a lot of the works. 37. And the Father himself, the third witness, the Father himself who sent me has testified over me, or has testified God. You know, one example, Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. Jesus was baptized by the God the Father. Then God the Father says, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. God testified of Jesus Christ. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. So where? Suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, so God the Father voice saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. So third witness, God the Father himself. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his form, his face. But you do not have his word abiding in you. So you do not have God's word in your heart because of whom he sent. So God sent Jesus because that God's word is not abiding in the Jews and you do not believe. Because of that, you do not believe Jesus who was sent by God. Verse 39, you search the scripture, the next witness scriptures, the Bible, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me. So scriptures by themselves testify concerning Jesus Christ. So whoever believes in Jesus Christ, sent by God the Father, has eternal life. So we see, you know, in the Bible 300 promises concerning Messiah. So 300 promises were established. So that's why, you know, Jesus came on earth about 2,000 years ago. Jesus was dead on the cross to cleanse away our sins, you know, on bloodshed. And Jesus rose again the third day. So human being, you know, coincidence occurrence, maximum 16 occurrence, but here 300 conditions, the promises were already occurred. So that's why 300 promises must have come from God. So God is a creator, so God created the universe. The universe contains 170 billion galaxies. So one of 170 billion galaxies is Milky Way galaxy. So one Milky Way galaxy, there are one star named as a sun. So one Milky Way galaxy contains 100 billion stars. So one of 100 billion stars is a sun. So one planet of Earth in the system of one star in a sun. So humongous, you know, huge, you know, we cannot, you know, conceive it, you know, their numbers. So God created the whole universe. So that is huge. So we cannot, you know, conceive it, that amount of things. So Jesus Christ is sent by God the Father who created the universe. But you are not willing to come to me that you may have a life. So that's why the Jewish people do not have a life, because they are not willing to come to the Jesus. John chapter 14 verse 6 says, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus himself, Jesus is the life. No one come to the Father except through me. So only through Jesus Christ you can come to God the Father. I do not receive honor from man, but I know you, that you do not have the love of God in you. This one is because Jesus Christ do not intended to receive honor from man rather than in God the Father. But Jewish people intend to receive honor from man, not from God. Therefore, Jewish people have no love of God. If you love, you know, a certain thing, you try to get honor from, you know, certain thing. So because you try to get honor from man, not from God, therefore you have love of people, man, rather than, you know, from God. So here we can see Galatians chapter 1 and verse 10, the disciple Paul Colossians chapter 1 verse 10, "For I do not persuade man or God, I seek to please man." So please man. "For if I still pleased man, I would not be a bondservant of Christ." So disciple, servant of Christ, therefore he does not receive honor from people rather than from God. 43, "I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, him you will receive." So Jesus Christ come in God the Father's name. So you Jewish people do not receive Jesus Christ coming from God. Why not? Because we talked with Jewish Orthodox, Jewish Orthodox and Jewish people, three groups. One is Orthodox, the other one Reformed Jews, third one is Liberal Jews. Those people, majority, are considered as Jews, but the last, the first group, Jews for Christ, are born again Christians. So Jews for Christ are not considered as Jews, rather than as a betrayer by the majority of Jewish people. So Orthodox rabbi, they do not accept Jesus as the Messiah sent by God, because Jesus lived by himself as the Son of God. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15, Moses says, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your midst, from your brethren, him you shall hear." Moses said, "A prophet like me." Moses was a man, so the Messiah should be a man, not God, not the Son of God. So because of that, the majority of the Jewish people still do not believe as Jesus, as the Messiah stated in the Bible. But Psalm chapter 2 verse 7, "I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you." So Psalm chapter 2 verse 7, "This my son, the Son of God, indicated as a Messiah." Also Hebrews chapter 1 verse 8, "But to the Son," he says, and God says to the Son, so Son of God, "your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter," scepter is a stick of a king, king's stick. "A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom." So this one also, the Son of God, stated as a Messiah. Also Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." So son is given. "And the government will be upon his sword," so Messiah's sword, "and his name," Messiah's name, "will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God," Messiah called the Mighty God, "Everlasting, Father, Prince of Peace." So right here also indicates the Son of God as the Messiah, sent by God to save the people. So, but unfortunately, but Jesus says right here, "Another comes in his own name, you will receive him." So another man comes. The other one is, it's interesting, Daniel chapter 9 verse 27, prophesied 70 weeks, 69 weeks, and last 70th week, indicate, "Then he shall come, conform a covenant with many for 1 week." So last 1 week, 7 years, great tribulations, one man come, covenant. Covenant, the basic to rebuild a temple. So the Jewish people made a covenant with another man. But in the middle of the way, so 3.5 weeks, in the middle week, the apparent Messiah, whom the Jewish people believe, He shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering, and one the wing of abominations shall be one who makes desolate. So abomination, desolation, the idols, is posted in the temple. So even until the consummation, which is determined, is poured out on the desolate. So abomination, idols, makes desolate. So Antichrist, basically. So first time, he showed up to appear, the Messiah. But in the middle of the week, to revealed by himself, Antichrist as abomination and desolation. So the Jewish people will accept Antichrist in the great tribulation. You will see him. How can you believe who receive honor from one another and do not seek the honor that comes from only God? So Jewish people, they will honor from God. So they want to be honored by the people, not from God the Father. That's why they do not believe the God's word and the scripture consequently, so that they do not believe as Jesus, as the Messiah, rather than the Jewish people today is still waiting for the first coming Messiah, so rather than second coming Messiah. Verse 45. Do not think that I shall accuse you to the Father. There is one who accuses you, Moses, in whom you trust. Here, Jesus does not come accuse the Jewish people. John chapter 3, verse 18 and 19, Jesus says, he who believes in him is not condemned. So whoever believes in Jesus is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already. Why? Because of Adam, all human beings are condemned or are subjected to eternal judgments because of the original sin. So if you accept or believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, your the condemnation is relieved based upon faith, because Jesus bore all judgment as a ransom. Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God, and this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. So Jesus came on the earth not to accuse people or to condemn people, rather than to save them. So if you do not accept in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are already condemned. So which means you keep the present condition of a condemnation coming from Adam's original sin. Everybody is a sinner. Unless he believes in the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior. So, there is one who accused you, Moses, in whom you trust. So, accuses Moses or Mosaic law. So, law itself reveals how far or how strong we are sinners. Because the law reveals our sin, our guilt. So, Mosaic law, Romans chapter 5, verse 20, moreover, the law entered that offense might abound. The law entered that offense, or the sin, might be revealed more. So, law itself tells us what's wrong to me. So the Mosaic law accuses me or reveals my sin because of law. Lord is not intended how to live at the standard rather than intended to show our guilt, our wrongfulness. So consequently, we are forced to God the Father. So when you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, upon our faith, we are deemed as righteousness. So our old sins are forgiven. That's why Psalm chapter 32, verse 1, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. So we are so happy because our sins is forgiven. Also Romans chapter 8 verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Because Jesus Christ already bore our eternal judgment, our sin as a ransom, he already paid our sins completely. That's why those who are in Christ or those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ has no condemnation at all. So that's an awesome verse. For if you believed Moses, you would believe me because he wrote about me. So if you believe Moses, you would be a Mosaic law. Moses wrote down five books. Number one, Genesis. Number two, Exodus. Number three, Leviticus. Number four, Numbers. Number five, Deuteronomy. So we can see that Moses wrote about Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. And I will put enmity between you and the women, and between your seed and her seed. Her seed meaning the seed of Eve's seed, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. So Jesus Christ as the seed of a woman can on the earth to beat up the serpent or Satan's. So indication Genesis chapter 3 verse 15, Moses wrote the book of Genesis. Also Numbers chapter 21 verse 9, so Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole, and so it worked. If a serpent had beaten anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. So right here, the bronze serpent on a pole is a symbol of the Lord Jesus Christ crucifixion. So bronze is a symbol of judgment. So all human beings are subject to eternal judgment because of original sin coming from Adam. But we have believed the second Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, so which is you are looking for the bronze serpent on the pole. So shall not subject to eternal judgment rather than to be saved. So Numbers 24 verse 17 also indicating Jesus Christ. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob. A scepter. Scepter is a stick of a king. King's stick shall rise out of Israel. So Messiah indicated came from Jacob, is Jesus Christ. The last one, as already we talked, 18 verse 15, Deuteronomy 18:15. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me. So Messiah is a prophet. So we see on the Mark, Matthew, Luke, Jesus to play the role of a prophet on the earth. Prophet like me, from your midst, from your brother and him, you shall hear. So we saw Moses write about Jesus. But if you do not believe his writing, the writings of Moses, how will you believe my words? So Jewish people do not believe in Jesus' word. So let's see each question. In verse 36, what is a great witness? Great witness, which meaning the God's works in Jesus. So God's miraculous works, miracle healing works in Jesus. In verse 46, he wrote about me. What are things which Moses wrote about Christ? Yeah, we already stated one is Genesis chapter 3:15, her seed. Numbers 21 verse 9, the branch of serpent on a roll is a symbol of Jesus Christ. Number 24 verse 17, out of Jacob a scepter indicates Jesus Christ. Deuteronomy chapter 18 verse 15, a prophet like Moses indicates Jesus Christ. The last question, in this present sermon, in this present Bible study, what witnesses concerning Jesus as a Messiah sent by God the Father are there? Number one, John the Baptist witness. John the Baptist testifies Jesus sent by God as a Messiah. Number two, God's works. So in Jesus, God, you know, a lot of miracles healed. For example, 3:18 lame the person to be healed. God's works. Number three, God the Father by himself testify of Jesus sent by God as a Messiah. The first one, scriptures. The Bible itself testify, you know, Jesus Christ. How many? 300, you know, promised, about 300 promises in the Bible talks about Jesus sent by God as a Messiah. Last one is Moses, talks about, you know, Jesus Christ sent by God as a Messiah. Let's pray all together with the Lord's Prayer. We'll conclude the Bible study.